inshallah, I'm Amrin, inshallah. Go ahead.
Sheikh, we're not able to see you.
The problem is the camera. Next time, inshallah.
Okay, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Thank you. Bismillah. In alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfir wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي الله واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد فان الاصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الامور محدثاتها وكل محدثه بدعه وكل بدعه ضلاله وكل دلالة في النار أما بعد. Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we send the peace and blessings upon our beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we thank everyone for gathering with us today in this 8th session at Masjid Ansar al-Sunnah in Paterson, New Jersey, with our beloved Sheikh Muhammad al-Maliki hafidhullah ta'ala, going over the book with us, the important lessons for every Muslim. Without any further ado, we turn the mic over to our beloved Sheikh, the Fadl, yes, Sheikh.
Hey, one second.
Thank you.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد. حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters في مسجد أنصار السنة New Jersey, America, and all those who follow us on the Pal Talk and who are going to listen to us on the recordings. May Allah Ta'ala grant you all and us as well the Iman, knowledge, patience, health and wealth, and all support in every case. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As Brother Hamza just declared that we are still continuing on the first lesson of the important lessons of the book of Sheikh Ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala, this Imam who summarized all the issues that the normal Muslims, the regular Muslims, may need to know about. And it is very essential for every Muslim to be aware of these things that Sheikh Ibn Baz mentioned. And these are not subjects or topics that to be known by scholars or students of knowledge. However, it is an essential information for every Muslim and Muslimah. Today we are going with Surah Al-Asr. This Surah, which is only 3 ayah in number, but it is a whole complete book of many values, as what we are going to see. Allah Ta'ala said, Wal Asr. And this is a swearing from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala swears with whatever He subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. And He swears by many different types of creation, the like of Al-Asr, which is the like of Al-Asr, Al-Fajr, Al-Duha, Al-Layl, and the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well, he said, La'amruka. And also, he, Allah Ta'ala, swears by the heavens, the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars, and al-Balad al-Amin, the teen, the fig, zaytun, the olive, and many other things. All these things, as the ulama say, that Allah Ta'ala, whenever Allah Ta'ala shows by anything of His creation, then it means that it is something has a very high value to or before Allah Ta'ala. And this means that we have to give it our concern. We have to give it our concern, and we have to pay attention to it, and we have to take care of it, and we have to use it the proper way or get the advantage of its existence. As what Allah Ta'ala said, for example, about the night, Allah Ta'ala spoke by the night, as in the surah called Al-Layl, the night. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَرْسَى. So there must be some importance in there. The night, as in many other different ayat, as in Surah Amma, Allah Ta'ala called it libasa, وَجَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ libasa, وَجَعَلَ النَّهَارَ مَعَاشَ. So the night is a cover. A cover for what? A cover of rest, a cover of health, and a cover of sincerity, a cover of worship. It is the time where you Muslims stand before Allah. Before you stand before Him on the day of resurrection, but you stand now before Allah to recite His words, the Quran, to bow for long glorifying your Lord, to prostrate for long invoking your Lord, seeking His help and forgiveness and sustenance. All this you do at night, as Allah Ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Furqan. So Allah Ta'ala swears by many things, but we, the creation, can swear only by Allah and by His attributes, names and attributes. We can't swear by the names and attributes of Allah, but we can't swear by anything else. Neither the angels, nor the prophets and messengers, nor anything else, but to swear by Allah, His names and attributes. You say, by Allah. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith, the authentic hadith, من كان حالفا فلا يحلف إلا بالله. Whoever is in need to swear, then let him to swear only by Allah, and swear not by any others, but by Allah Ta'ala alone. Naam, dear brothers and sisters. Allah Ta'ala swears by the Asr. The ulama have different opinions in what does Asr mean. What does Asr mean? As Imam Al-Qurtubi said in his tafsir, Al-Asr is Al-Dahr. And some ulama, and the ulama have different opinions in regard to the definition of Al-Dahr. Some of them said it is the year, and some said it is the whole entire life of mankind, and some said the whole entire life of the whole world. So it relates to this life, this worldly life, which is going to end up. It ends up by the death of every one of us, and it ends up by the existence of the hour, the strike, and some others say that Asr is the night and the day. The night and the day. And some others said it is the time between Dhuhr and sunset. Between the Zawal, right after Zenith, until the sunset. And this was said by Al-Hasan al-Basri and Qatada. Some other ulama said it is the prayer of Asr. It is the prayer of Asr. And they said that it is as you say, Salatul Asri, Adhanul Asri, Sallaytul Asra, and like that. And as in the hadith, the authentic hadith, As-Salatul Wusta, Salatul Asri. As-Salatul Wusta, the middle Salah, is Salatul Asr. So he called it Salat Al-Asr. There is other opinion of some scholars said that it is the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the time in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived, as it is the best time for human to live, and that's why he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "خير الناس قرني." ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. The best of mankind is are those who lived in my time, and then the ones who come after me for the first 100 years after me, and then the next 100 years, and then the next 100 years. So these are different opinions for the scholars in regard to Al-Asr. But it is very important for us to know that Asr is in which we live. Whether it is the time between the zenith and sunset, or it is the year, or it is the mankind entire life, or it is the whole world entire life, it is the life. It is the life in which we are living, in which we are supposed to act or do the righteous deeds. And that's why Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Verily mankind is in loss. All mankind is in loss. It was said that Amr ibn al-As, before he became Muslim, during the Jahiliyyah time, but after Rasulullah was sent, he went to see Musaylim al-Kadhdhab, who claimed that he is a messenger. And that was after Rasulullah was sent, of course, but before Amr ibn al-As became Muslim. So he was still kafir at the time. And then, when he met with Usaylimah, Usaylimah asked him, "What was descended to your friend," meaning Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They called the enemy friend at that time. The Arabs called the enemy friend. He, Amr, said, "وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. He even memorized it. He even memorized it. And immediately Musayyab as a liar. He's a liar and claiming that he's a much liar and even everything that he says. Like now, he said to Amr ibn al-As, yeah, I also received the revelation like that. Amr asked him, what is that? He said, ya wabar, innama anta udhunani wa sadr, wa sa'iruka huvar naqr. Then he asked Amr, what do you see? What do you say about that? Amr said to him, by Allah, indeed you know that I know that you are a liar, that you lie. It's not from Allah, it's only from you. So he just wanted to make it, sounds like wal asr. Wal asr, he said, ya wabar. And that's silly. Wabar is an animal in the size of cat. Now, and his ears and his chest are big. His ears are big, and his chest is big too. So he's describing him and saying that this was descended to me. What is this? Look at the beauty of this surah al-Asr and how massive information is stored in it. I look to the silly saying of Musaylima, ya wabar, ya wabar. إنما أنت أذناني وصدر وسائرك حفر. What is that? So what is the ummah going to benefit when Allah only describes this animal, saying that the whole surah is only to describe the animal that he has big ears and big chest, and the rest of it is all wabar, meaning fur. The fur of this animal, that sounds very strange, you know. It cannot be from Allah. It cannot be from Allah. Now, although Amr ibn al-As was an idol worshiper, and he was at the time an enemy of Rasulullah, and he did not like Rasulullah, but he could figure out who was, who received the revelation and who was only lying. Naam. So, naam. And then Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ لفي خسر. Verily mankind is in loss. Verily mankind is in loss. So Allah Ta'ala swore that mankind is in loss and destruction. And here it means, as Imam al-Qurtubi said, the mankind, meaning the kafir mankind. And it is not only mankind, but mankind and jinn, of course. Of course it is mankind and jinn. As Ibn Abbas said, it is the kafir. It is the kafir. As reported by Abu Salih, the Quran, Salman al-Ziyad, from Ibn Abbas. Al-Dhahhak ibn Makhlad al-Nabil reported from Ibn Abbas that he said, Allah Ta'ala, by saying, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ, he means some of the mushrikeen, some people from the mushrikeen, and then he named them, Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira, Al-As ibn Wa'il, Al-Aswad ibn Abdul Muttalib ibn أسد بن عبد العزة الأسود بن عبد يغوث. نعم. And it was said, as we said, it is for the general mankind that the whole mankind are in loss because of their disbelief and their false respond to Allah's call. Now, and this loss, as some of the ulama said, it is it means here the destruction and punishment. Destruction and punishment. As Al-Akhfash, one of the scholars of Tafsir, said it is here the destruction, meaning that they're going to be destroyed. Now, with the with the punishment that destroy all of them. Al-Farra said it is the punishment of their kufr, and that's why he took as an evidence for that ayah 9 of Surah Al-Talaq, وَكَانَ عَاقِبَةُ أَمْرِهَا خُسْرًا. He said that it is here mentioned عَاقِبَة from punishment, or the conclusion, or the result, and then khusra, which is as here in this surah. And it was said that it means in an evil, meaning that they are going to be in an evil of life, in an evil of souls, in an evil of punishment because of their disbelief, as Ibn Zayd said. And it was said that in the insana fi khusr, meaning in shortening and decreasing. Naam. And also it was said that Al-Asr, instead of Al-Asr, it is Al-Asr, Al-Asr with Kasra beneath Sad, Al-Asr, instead of Al-Asr with Sukun, it was recited Al-Asr, Al-Asr. Naam. And also in regard to Khusr, it was recited by Al-A'raj, Talha, and Isa al-Thaqafi, Khusr, Khusr, Inna al-insana lafi Khusr. This is one of the ways of reciting these ayat. While Harun reported from Abu Bakr, from Asim, one of the famous narrators of the recitations of the of Quran. Now, so Ibrahim ibn Yazid al-Nakhai said, "Inna al-insana, verily, or indeed, man, when mankind has a long life in this world and become very old, then he is going to get short in power and ability and sighting and hearing, all this, except for the believers. The believers have different case, because they are going to be rewarded like when they were young and strong. Like when they were young and strong. And they had as a proof for that what is reported in Surah 15, where Allah Ta'ala said, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ في أحسن تقويم. Verily we created mankind in the best way. إلا الذين آمنوا ثم رددناهم. نعم. الله تعالى said verily نعم الله تعالى said والتين والزيتون وطول سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. And that is the proven evidence for them to say by the fig and the olive by Mount Sinai by the city of security Mecca verily we created man in the best stature mold then we reduced him to the lowest of the low except those who believe in Allah proper believe and do righteous deeds then they shall have a reward without end which is the paradise then what caused you to deny the recompense the day of resurrection isn't Allah the best of judges so Allah Ta'ala mentioned that in Surah 15 that man is going to go to the loss of sighting loss of hearing loss of health loss of power but the believer would not lose nothing because he's going to be rewarded as when he was young and strong if he's doing these worships properly. Then Allah Ta'ala exempted saying إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا except for those who believe except such as have faith and do righteous deeds and join together in the mutual teachings of truth and of patience and constancy. So Allah Ta'ala says إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا So Allah Ta'ala exempted from the destruction of the whole mankind certain type of people those who believe by their hearts as Ibn Kathir says those who believe by their hearts and do the righteous deeds by their body limbs and enjoin in the or advise one another with the truth which is to fulfill the obligatory worships and the optional worships to be upon obedience and to abandon the forbidden things And as it is as Allah as what Allah Ta'ala said in the Hadith Qudsi of Abu Huraira, which is reported by Bukhari and Muslim, or agreed upon, من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنت بالحرب. Whoever set enmity with my wali, I would declare war against him. And then he, Allah Ta'ala, described the wali. How come a person be a wali? He said, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِأَحَبَّ مِمَّ افْتَرَضْتُ عَلَيْهِ. And my slave will never come close to me with anything better than or like what I made obligatory upon him. What I made obligatory upon him. وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِرِ. And my slave will continue coming closer to me by performing the optional deeds. حتى أحبه. Up until I love him. فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ. And when I love him, I will be his hearing that he hears with. وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يُبْصَرُ بِهِ. His sighting that he sights with. وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا. And his hand that he hits with. وَرِجْلَهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِي بِهَا. And his leg that he walks with. But what does that mean? Does it mean the apparent meaning of these things? No. I become his hearing that he hears with, meaning I protect him, protect his hearing. So nothing that harms him and nothing that affect his iman can come to his ear. Or I protect him from getting enjoyed and hearing the force, in hearing or listening to the voice, to the false speech, like lying, backbiting, slandering, cursing, and the statements of kubur, shirk, and also the songs and music and etc. And the meaning of I become his sighting that he sights that he sees with, it means here that I protect his sighting from enjoying whatever it reaches of the forbidden views and images, the like of women which is not his wife. Naam. To enjoy looking to her as a wife, or the way that husband looked to wife. And I protect his hand that he hits with, meaning I protect it from oppressing others by hitting or taking or grabbing or like that, if it is not permissible. And also the meaning of I be his leg that he walks with, it means that I protect him from walking to the haram or kicking on a way which is haram, or stepping over something which is haram to step over, and etc. etc. Meaning I give him a full protection not to do but the righteous deeds. Naam. وَإِذَا سَأَلَنِي وَلَئِنْ سَأَلَنِي لَأَعْطِيَنَّهُ. And whenever he asks me anything, I will give it to him. وَلَئِنْ اسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُعِيذَنَّهُ. And whenever he seeks refuge with me, I will protect him. And then Allah Ta'ala said, وَتَوَاصَوْا تَوَاصَوْا. Al-Qurtubi said, meaning they love each other. تَوَاصَوْا meaning not only advice, because the advice comes from love. From love. Now, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in the Hadith, brother, the Muslim is a brother of a Muslim. And then he said, and whenever he asked for advice, advise him the best. And he said, الدين النصيحة, the whole religion is based on advising. And he said that you won't enter the Jannah until you believe, and you won't believe until you love each other. Should I not tell you what to do so that you love each other? Spread the salam amongst you. So he mentioned that love each other. So the Muslims love each other. Now, وتواصوا بالحق. Ibn Abbas said الحق here meaning توحيد. تواصل بالحق meaning توحيد. توحيد. And look to how Ibn Abbas understood it. He said توحيد. He said توحيد. نعم. And today we are in a more need for learning Tawheed and understanding the Tawheed than any time before. Than any time before. And it was said that whenever the Sahaba meet and they want to leave each other by going, they recite this surah. They recite this surah as the wasiyah or the advice. They remind each other with the meanings of the surah, the meanings of this surah. Now, watawasaw bis-sabr, watawasaw bis-sabr, advise each other to be of patience. Was-sabru and sabr or patience is of three levels or three types. Sabrun ala ta'atillah, patience on fulfilling the obedience of Allah. Was-sabrun an ma'asillah, and patience on holding from the forbidden things. Was-sabrun ala aqdarillah al-mu'lima, and patience on yani facing the harmful destinies. So as the and this surah, Ikhwan, is so important for the Muslims, as Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala said, if this surah was the only surah descended to the Ummah, would then be sufficient as a proof against them that they were told what to do, what not to do. Just in that, because Amilu Salihat is what to do. And other than that, other than the Salihat, the righteous deeds, you should not do. You should not do. It is either haram that you are punished for, or this life, or it is something that has no reward, and the Muslim should not waste his time, as Allah Ta'ala described in Surah Al-Furqan, نعم والذين لا يشهدون الزور وإذا مروا بالله مروا كراما. Those believers, the believers are the ones who never witness the false, and whenever they pass by لغو, which is non-beneficial speech, they just pass by it like the kiram, meaning the angels, when they pass by without any stop or enjoyment. Wallahu a'lam, wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.
Sheikh, you have time for any questions?
Yes, go ahead, inshallah.
Jazakallah khair. The first question, Sheikh, barakallahu fikum, is could you advise us concerning fasting on the day of Ashura? Jazakallah khair, barakallahu fikum.
Na'am, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. The day of Ashura, last year, according to the to Umm al-Qura calendar, was 29 days. 29 days. And we Muslims should yani side the moon if possible on the 29th, meaning the night that falls on the 30th of the month. If we can side the moon, then the month will be 29 days and the following day will be the first day of the next month. What happened this year is that no one witnessed the moon. No one witnessed the moon. Therefore, the Mufti, Sheikh Abdulaziz al-Sheikh, Hafizahullah Ta'ala, declared yesterday on the newspapers in Saudi Arabia that fasting, Saturday was the day that completes Dhul Hijjah, the 30th of Dhul Hijjah, because the moon of Muharram wasn't sighted, was not seen. So Muharram started, and the first of Muharram was the 27th of November 2011. And by that it means that Ashura will be on Tuesday, which is going to be the 6th of December. But the 9th will be Monday, the 5th of December. So, fasting of Ashura this year will be this coming Monday and Tuesday. That is the best. Monday and Tuesday. But if one wants to fast more days, he can fast from tomorrow. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and even Thursday. As Rasulullah said that Muharram is the optional fasting after Ramadan, or fasting other than the fasting of Ramadan, the best of it is what been during the month of Muharram. Wallahu a'lam.
JazakAllah khairan barakallahu feek, Sheikh. The second question is related to the zakatul sadaqah jariya, bi'iznillah ta'ala. Is it possible if someone's parents, and they left some money behind, could that person use that money and buy CDs that have Jula Amma on it, and then give them out to the people as a gift? Can this be considered Sadaqah Jariyah?
Yes, with two conditions. First one is the parents were Muslims. Even if they were not yani perfect Muslims, but they were Muslims. Abu Tawheed. The second is that there are no inheritors other than him. Otherwise, he should either return to the all inheritors based on the Sharia, and then his share he can donate it for his parents, or he asks permission from all the inheritors that we want to do this with this money for our parents. In this case, no problem. And of course, this would be sadaqah, but it would be sadaqah jariya damaged. CD is damaged, then it stops, because it is jariya as long as people listen to the CD. But better than that is to buy Quran and put it in the masajid, as in the hadith, from the best sadaqah or waqf is to build up a masjid or to help in building up a masjid or refurbishing a masjid or funding a masjid or buying a Quran and putting it in the masjid or digging a well for people who do not find water to drink or building up a house for families who do not have houses, etc., etc. نعم والله أعلم.
جزاك الله خير وبارك الله فيكم يا شيخ. شيخ, I think that's all the questions for today. جزاك الله خير وبارك الله فيكم.
وفيكم بارك الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
نعم إخواني, we'll continue with you on the questions. We're going to cancel the class of Ajrumiyya today. I think it will be every Saturday. We'll leave it like that and then we take open session of questions inshallah, because we have this dars and preparation for it, etc. Right, here it says a question from Obey Allah Barakallahu Bika Shaykh Aminu Bikum Barakallah. Should we repeat after the Adhan caller whom we hear live on Palto? Some of the ulama from the Lajna Daima here, the permanent committee, will ask this question. If the Adhan is prescribed, if the Adhan is transcribed, if the Adhan is broadcasted live from Mecca or Medina and we can hear it on over the radio, do we still have the same reward if we repeat? And they said no, the hadith means that when you are by the muadzin, by the masjid, you can hear it. Now, but I don't know why they say that. The Prophet ﷺ just said whoever hears the muadzin. And in the masjid, like in Masjid al-Haram, if the muadzin calls out the PA system, you cannot hear it. So you are repeating after the muadzin through who's calling the adhan through a mediator, which is the PA system. And also when you hear it live through the radio as well as through the internet, as long as it is live, yes, you repeat and seek the dua after and pray the dua after that, as in the hadith. But if it is recorded, no. Of course, if it is recorded, the hadith doesn't include it. Wallahu a'lam. Second question from Asia says, Assalamu alaikum wa jazakum allahu khayran, ya Sheikh. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, jazakum allahu khayran kathira. May you please explain the hikmah and its reward in fasting on the day of Ashura. Allahu yubarik fikum. Ameen. The hikmah from fasting the day of Ashura is, as the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith, that it is a recovery of the past year sins. And yesterday in my khutbah I mentioned that, and I said that some people may say that just a month ago we were fasting on the day of Arafah, and it removes the sins of past, of one past year and coming and advanced year. We say this is a shortening in understanding the hadith, because the hadith means or as I said, يعني, if it finds sins to remove, it will remove. If it doesn't, يعني, it is a way of thankfulness, as I said, Aisha رضي الله عنها said to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, when she saw him standing praying long nights until his feet cracked and warm, she said to him, you do this when Allah Ta'ala has forgiven you your previous and future sins. He said, should I not be a slave who will be grateful to his Lord? Subhanallah. And also we say, as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Furqan about those who commit shirk, who commit zina, who kill innocents, and then they repent. Allah Ta'ala said, if they repent, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. For those Allah Ta'ala change their sins to حسنات. So if the sin is يعني can be changed to حسنة, what about the حسنة that you do? Is it going to be saved for you, or you're not going to be يعني given it if you يعني if there are no sins that this fasting should remove? That's wondering. And of course, fasting is a very good thing to do, and Rasulullah said, from the virtue of fasting and from the reward for fasting is whenever one of you fast one optional day, or one day, he didn't say optional, but one day for the sake of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala will distance him, a distance, and he will take him away from Jahannam, a distance to be cut, which to be cut in 70 years walking. And this is a long distance, and imagine when you do a lot of fasting, where are you going to be from Jahannam? You're going not to feel the heat of Jahannam, nor the smell of Jahannam, even when you walk over the path which is built over Jahannam, as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Maryam, وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا ثُمَّ نُنَجِّي الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا. أسأل الله بمنه وكرمه أن يرزقني وإياكم الإيمان الكامل واليقين الصادق والقلب الخاشع, وأن يرزقنا وإياكم برا نبر به ونبر به, وعملا صالحا يقربنا من ربنا, إنه على كل شيء قدير. والله أعلم, صلى الله وسلم وبارك على الأنبياء. Before I end up and before I forget, do not forget your brothers and sisters in the town of Damaj. Every night, pray the night prayers, raise your hand, ask Allah to support them and protect them. They are blockaded, and they are been shooted by the Rafida. No food enters, no medicines, no water, no blankets. It is very cold there, and at the same time the Rafida are shooting them with hounds and tankers, and these brothers there are weak except from iman. Their iman is as strong as the mountains. So may Allah Ta'ala protect them, safeguard them, reward them, and stable their hearts, fill it with iman, security, make them secure even in the middle of fear. May Allah Ta'ala bless them all, and may Allah Ta'ala turn the faces of Ahlul Sunnah from all around the world to help them and remove this oppression from them. Wallahu A'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.